Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in this way. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to say that the topic today is love. And quite specifically, the topic is, I am no longer wondering who I am in relationship to the world because I know that love is all that there is. And if we were in your physical shoes, this is very specifically what we would say on this topic. It's been quite a while, not very long, but it's been a while since I really began to question who I am. There was a period of time when I thought, I don't really understand who I am in relationship to all that I observe or to all that I am experiencing in my world. And at that time when I was questioning and I was really wondering about this, it took a while, but eventually I became aware of the fact that who I am in relationship to everything is I am the one who is in love with everything. I am the one who has created all that I observe, and I am the one who is experiencing the very specific experience that I'm having that's unique to me. No one else really has the same experience that I do. Many people perhaps can relate to it and can understand what I'm experiencing because of the commonalities in what we are creating, but I am the only one who really knows the very specific experience that I am having in my own private universe. When I began to understand this, I began to think, well, that must mean that I'm completely alone. And then I realized that actually is not the case at all. Even though this is the reality that I'm creating, and this is the private universe that I'm creating, and that I inhabit, I have invited lots of other people and lots of other ideas to be here with me. And so we are blending our realities together seamlessly. And in the ways that we're blending our realities, the thing that allows us to blend our realities together is the love that connects us. So it might seem like this is a very esoteric or very metaphysical concept that is just a very nice thing to know, but it doesn't really mean anything. But what I'm noticing is that since I am the author, the creator of all that I observe, that gives me the ability to create anything that I want. And this clarity has brought to me not guilt, which is what I was afraid of for so long, or a sense of blame for having not gotten it right, but freedom. Freedom to make mistakes, freedom to explore, freedom to improve, freedom to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. And instead of running amok, which is what I pretty much thought I would be doing if I really ever understood this, what I'm really doing is just finding more and more reasons for there to be the experience of love. This isn't something that I need to figure out, for one thing. This isn't something that I need to go around and tell other people about and get everyone else on board and make sure that they understand it, because it doesn't really matter if they do or not. That's not really, it's in a way, it's not really my business, but it's also not really something that I can convince anyone else of. It's just a matter of me being here, experiencing what it is that I want to experience. So, here I am in this wonderful universe that I'm creating, where I'm drawing to me relationships and I'm drawing to me experiences, and there's all sorts of things that I get to create here in the midst of this powerful vortex. This powerful vortex that is just really the relationship between me and all that is. So in my powerful vortex and through my powerful vortex, What happens is a lot of love. In fact, that's really all that there is. What I've discovered is that when I began to realize, look, I'm the one who creates this. But who am I? Not just the creator of all of this, but there's got to be something more than just that. And what I realized is it's love. That's what I am. That's what has created me. That's what I am. That's what I'm creating. And that's what connects all of me with all of what I'm creating and all of that I'm observing and all that I know about it, even all that I don't know about. So, again, this isn't an esoteric thing. To really sit in the middle of this and to be where I am is to feel completely in love with me and all that I'm observing. And this is one of the most delicious experiences that I've ever had that I can ever remember. To know that I am born of love and I'm creating from love and that that's all that there is, no matter what mistake I make or no matter what decision I make that leads me back upstream or that feels contracted, those are just temporary side events. Those are just temporary things that temporarily delay my experience of this love. But since love is all that there is, and love is all that I'm creating, and love is everywhere, and love is what connects us all together, that's why, and now I now understand this in a way that I never thought I would, that's why it seems like I don't, love isn't that big of a deal. Love isn't something that I have to do. Love is just who I am. Because it's going to be there everywhere no matter what. But when I tune into it, when I plug into it, when I'm really paying attention to it, when I turn my attention towards all the love that there is, that's amazing. It's amazing. It's so delicious. It feels so clear. I feel so grounded in what I've created. And it feels so wonderful to me that I feel like I never want to leave this moment. And the moment just keeps getting better and better and better anyway. Now, I don't stay here all of the time because there are times when I kick myself out of my own vortex because I stumble across something and I forget for a minute or two or five or an hour or a day or a week that I'm not connected to all that is. And that's okay. It's completely okay because I'm just forgetting my connection. I'm not severing it. I'm just slowly turning my attention away from it. But it doesn't affect the connection itself. It doesn't affect who I really am. That's unassailable. It cannot be touched. And this, I love. I love this. It's no longer just an esoteric concept. When I'm walking around in the world that I am living in, and I'm interacting with all of the different people, the people who are really close to me, the people who are just casual acquaintances or people that I just run across in the mundane tasks of living in my world, I remember when I remember who they really are, that I've summoned them forth, and the summoning happened out of love. Even if I don't recognize it as that, it's still why they're here. There's always love in all of these relationships, particularly and including the ones that are very thorny. And it's a wonderful thing. Sometimes it's a lot easier to think about this when I'm not around them, but it's a wonderful thing to realize that the thorny relationships are really some of the best ones that I'll ever have. Not because I'm learning some lesson, but because it's very sweet when I turn from the thorniness of the issue or the thorniness of how we're interacting or how it's not working out the way I want it to or how they're not giving me what I want or I feel like I'm not really giving them what I can or whatever it may be, whatever the thorniness is. When I turn my attention back to who I really am, that I'm this magnificent being of light and that they are the same and that we are just connected through this love and that this thorniness is just temporary. It's not going to last forever. And so when we are interacting, and I remember who they really are. What is so sweet about it is the contrast between where we were and where we are now. I really love that. I really love the feeling of progress that I've remembered who they are. Now, sometimes it's easier to do that away from them. But sometimes it happens when I'm in their presence. Not always, but I don't worry about that part because that part is not really what's important. So I can do it over here on the couch, or I can do it over there while interacting with them. It doesn't really matter. But I don't worry about these relationships like I used to. I don't worry about what did I do wrong, or what did they do wrong, or how are they to blame, or how am I to blame, or any of that sort of stuff. Now, I do from time to time, but it's not the predominant experience anymore. Now, when a relationship is thorny, I just look at it and think, boy, it's going to be really good when I can remember who I really am in relationship to them. It's going to feel really good when I can feel what it feels like to turn my attention to them and feel just the love that there is and not worry about anything else or anything different. So I'm really enjoying all of these moments that I'm having where love is all that I remember. And again, it's not this esoteric thing that I used to think it was. It's not this higher thought vibration kind of thing. It's just really something rather basic. And the basic thing is just this. I was created out of love, and I'm creating out of love. Sometimes I remember that, sometimes I don't. Even when I don't remember, it doesn't change what is. It doesn't change the basis of all of those connections. It doesn't change the basis of all of these relationships. All of these relationships were created out of love, even the mundane ones, even the ones that are thorny. And if I don't remember that, it's just a temporary experience. It's just temporary delay of the love that exists there already. But the love doesn't go away. I'm in love, I could say, quite easily, with every single person that I know. Even the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, I'm in love with them as well. And I'm in love with my beloved. And I'm in love with my father and my mother and my sister and my brother and my children and all of these people that are very significant to me, who are very close to me, who I spend a lot of time with, or who I at least spend a lot of time thinking about. So all of these relationships, they're not really that big of a deal. And that's been one of the most liberating things of all. I don't have to spend a lot of time trying to fix people or trying to fix myself or trying to fix the situation because the love that is there is just something that I can tune into. And that's what I'm doing more and more every day. And this mostly happens because I'm relaxed and because I'm open and allowing. Sometimes I get down and I do things that are really action-oriented and I'm uncovering this or I'm looking at that, and sometimes that's very, very helpful. But mostly what happens is that leads me to more openness and more allowing. That's really what it's all about. So as I relax into each of these relationships and as I find myself centered in where I'm sitting and just noticing, oh, there's love, oh, there's love, oh, there's love, and looking for evidence of it, and if so, of course, law of attraction brings that to me. I get more and more and more of it, and then it's easier and easier and easier to see it in even the more difficult places, the thornier places. Well, that's just really great. That's just, in fact, to say that it's great is a bit of an understatement, because it's really just amazing. It's just amazing. And the contrast between now and the way it used to be, well, that's really sweet too. I'm really, really loving that. I'm really loving how things are getting better. And the more I'm noticing how things are getting better, of course, the better they get. And I really love that too. I feel like, in a way, that I can have my cake and eat it too. That I can have everything that I'm wanting, and for it to be really wonderful and delicious and sweet and tasty, and it's just going to keep getting better and better and better and better. So in my relationship, for example, with my beloved, what I'm really noticing is that even in the moments when things are a little rough, when things are a little tight, and when I feel as though I'm not getting what I want, or he's telling me that he's not getting what he wants, or I feel like I'm not doing it right, or that somehow or another things are going off track, I am free to feel that way as long as I want. I'm free to observe that as long as I want, because it's not going to change the essence of who we are and who we are together and the nature of our relationship. This is my new favorite word, it's unassailable. That cannot be changed, who we really are. That is so comforting to me. That is so, brings so much peace for me. It's startling sometimes. Because I never thought it would be okay to just be in a relationship with somebody and not have to be constantly figuring out what the next step is. I never thought it would be okay to be in a relationship with someone, particularly someone that I'm so deeply in love with and who really rings all the right bells for me, and that I just find to be utterly delicious and I enjoy looking at and have just a wonderful time being with, and all sorts of really good fireworky kind of things are going on there. I never thought it would be possible for that to just be really easy. And it is. It is. It is when I allow it to be. What I find most amazing is that the nature of our relationship never changes other than just to get better and just to be more pronounced. What is changing is my perception and how I choose to be in this relationship. How I choose to interact, how I choose to experience, how I choose to see, how I choose to speak, all of that. And I choose love more and more and more. There's still thorniness. It's okay. There are still times that I worry about what we're doing or what's going on or how I'm showing up and that sort of thing. There's still times when I get mad at him for not bringing me what I want or for not doing what I think he should do, and that's all right too. All of this is very, very, very good. Because even in that thorniness, the love is still there. And it's going to be really sweet when I remember who he really is and who I really am in relationship to him. And all of that's going to be very delicious. It's just a matter of time for me to open up, to allow, to relax, to let go, and realize the love that has always been there is still there right now, waiting for me with infinite patience. And it's just a matter of time. And it could be very short, it could be in the next second, it really could, where I'm going to realize it and release it and receive it and open up to it and allow it. And I know that is going to be a very, very, very sweet time indeed. And so this is what we would very specifically say on this very specific topic if we were in your very specific physical shoes. And we have very much enjoyed our conversation with you today. We have found it to be quite delicious. And as always, we are pleased and honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so. And until the next time that we are able to connect with you in this wonderful way, we bid you a very fond farewell.